Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernaghan. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting 6th. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting 8th. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Wingo. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting 8th. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul. In front of the plate. Bengo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's Yankees, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel takes first base on ball 4. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Musel tags and moves to third. Lazzari tags and moves to second. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to home to get Musel. Lazare moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. Combs moves to third. Koenig moves to second. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Combs tags and scores. Koenig tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lazare hits a line drive towards short. Tavener reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Father Gill fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Father Gill. Koenig scores. Ruth goes all the way around to score. Gehrig moves to third. It's 4-1, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. Carroll takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. Two outs. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. Wingo takes first base on ball 4. Fothergill moves to third. Heilman moves to second. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Jackie Tavner. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Warner now playing shortstop. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Hoyt. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Cedric Durst now playing left field. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carroll is called out on strikes. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Durst. Stone reaches second base with a double. Woodall moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodall tags and scores. Stone tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Yankees. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Durst moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Musial bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner fields it and throws to home to get Durst. Gehrig moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Leo Durocher now playing second base. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durocher misplays the ball. That's an error on Durocher. McManus moves to third. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus tags and scores. Wingo tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Harry Rice pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Merv Shay now catching. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Bengo hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyt bunts towards first. Heilman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoyt for the out. Bengo moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bengo moves to third. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Carroll covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Oney Carroll. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stone hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Hoyt scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.